Everybody I know likes this damn game.
Yes, dude, L.A. Noir is so good.
Like, my review is, for the most part, decent.
I haven't read it yet. But you know what, guys?
Oh my god!
Radio.
God damn it.
Whoa!
We've been, like, sneaking this
shit. We've been doing that.
45 minutes.
He did this last time, too, where I was talking about
it's God recording this what. Time, unlike last time. I was, like, totally secretly recording, but not.
Shit.
Yes, L.A. Noir. Anyway, Boss Barrel Radio, episode 41. What are we? 6-1-2011?
Yeah.
June 1st.
Boom.
This is the final countdown.
The final countdown?
Yeah.
And then pennies
until
go everywhere.
1 week until E3.
I turn this dollar bill into 100 pennies.
You mean 1 week till
$100 bill into 100 pennies.
No, $100. No,
that'd be a nice trick.
That would make no sense.
I'll show you that.
That was the joke of it, though, right?
Depreciating value.
I will show you that.
Was that the joke?
Yeah,
I don't remember that. I will have to watch that specific episode.
Yeah, no, that was the joke. He's like, "Well, I can see that Job has a firm grasp on economics." Yeah.
I will one up that trick. I will turn $100 bill into 500 pennies. I'll do it.
Well, I mean,
it's a pretty big investment.
Now you're only
a lot of pennies.
Do it.
Yeah, now you're only dropping that down, buddy.
Well, hey, Ryan. Hey, John. Hey, Griff. This is Boss Barrel Radio,
hey,
internet
Griff.
Radio show for BossBarrel.com.
Yo, what's up?
Your friends for video game news, reviews, videos.
Yeah, we're your friends. We're your friends. We're
That's
not
right.
some corporate dicks.
I like you.
We are your friends.
That's right. We want to meet you.
Yeah. I want to know you. I want to take you out to dinner.
I want to be inside you.
You want to be... Yeah.
Ryan moves a little faster than the rest of us, but you get the idea.
Yeah. Just want to go to a coffee shop.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe
talk about movies.
Maybe sit really close while we watch a, you know, Mike Judd film.
Yeah, yeah.
You
Mike
sit
Judd
really
film.
Close as we watch Beavis and Butthead.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay.
I mean, Beavis and Butthead. New America.
Cool.
It's a very romantic film.
Yeah,
fuck you.
I like that.
Roller Coaster of Love.
Picata. Anyway, guys, let's get this show on the road. So, L.A. Noir. John, your review is up, as you alluded to earlier.
Yeah.
You finished it,
yep.
And I just started playing it yesterday. I'm liking it a lot.
Yeah, no, it's really good.
Not much needs to be said.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's good. The way that game ends, also really good.
Okay.
Isn't there multiple?
So,
no.
I have a question.
No? Single ending.
About that game. And that is, if I haven't done any of the side missions yet... Should I be working on those for achievement/trophy progress, or at the end of the game will I have an opportunity to go replay and do those things?
When you finish the game and you roll through all the credits, you could still go back and
okay.
still do all that stuff.
Whether
so
or not
new
it's
game
a reload
slash
save
plus.
Or whatever, but
no,
because
it will still say like when you finish the credits, also watch the credits and then watch the thing after the credits. It ties in everything you know about.
Good.
And why Noir.
Done. Yeah.
And why Noir.
Not that even if you were to turn off your console midway through the credits and you did not see that last flashback, you wouldn't you wouldn't be missing out on anything, but
it's a nice little
thing that is just like, okay.
Nice little happy ending.
Yeah,
I do like happy endings.
Massage was good, but
yeah. It kind of it gives you what you need to know.
Right.
Like I've got to say, like, everything that game does from a whole overarching story is worth it.
Well, I noticed you gave it a 5 out of 5, which is
yeah,
awesome.
That's and that's because I was gonna give it 4 out of 5.
Whoa!
But the ending of that game makes it.
So the one and only thing that has been nagging at me through this game is that I should rewind. The two things are the audio cues of when you get things wrong or right. Took a little while for me to understand which is good, which is bad. Because the discordant tunes of you getting it wrong still sounds kind of nice. And then
right.
you get the little X next to it. I'm like, okay, all right, now I understand.
That's the thing. There's a visual cue and there is an audible cue.
Yeah.
That being said, though, I get what you're saying because it took me a while to catch on to those. But that being said, does that matter really that much?
No,
Because this is
no,
a game
no.
about,
right.
like, maybe you said the right thing, maybe you didn't.
Yeah.
It's like
is it just guessing?
It's
there's no.
It's not necessarily the destination so much as the journey.
Right.
So
exactly.
In this case, because the destination is going to be the same no matter what
yeah.
you do. It's just the way you're playing it is your experience,
mm-hmm.
and that's the point here.
Yep.
Huh.
And it's, I sort of felt like once I got that all hammered down, I felt like I was actually hurting myself more by...
To pay attention to that stuff.
Yeah, to pay attention to that, and I was removing myself. And you can actually, I think...
Turn it off.
I think there's some of it. Yeah, there's a decent chunk of it you can turn off.
Yeah, and the other thing that annoys me... Not annoys me. The only little minor thing is, yes, Uncanny Valley with the faces, the lips, though, drive me crazy.
It's because I've nitpicked those mouths enough. It's because the lips, the teeth, and the tongue, and the everything else inside of there, they're not separate entities like most video games, where it's like the tongue is animated, and the lips are animated, and the teeth are animated behind it.
Yep.
It's because the system they use is recording things, and so a lot of that stuff just fuses together.
Image moving together. So it may be slightly concaved, but... The lips kind of bleed into the teeth and gums sometimes, and it's that's not how people's mouths move.
Yeah, that's the one thing that's a little weird. I do think...
Everything else is great.
Yeah, like that, eyes, that bit...
face...
The eyes have a little bit of a...
are awesome.
The eyes tend to bleed into the eyelids a little much sometimes, but you know, overall, there is a video that Rockstar put out back in 2008 where you can watch... I was going to link it to the review.
I see you got a picture of it, which is like...
You can see the dude being recorded and then look at the actual information that's coming off of that. And to go, like, retrospectively playing that game and going back and looking at some of those characters give their lines, I'm like, I don't think I've ever seen anything that comes that close to, like, this is that person's face and that's what I see in the video game world. Like, there is a definite connection that my brain makes when I see those images on that game.
Sure. So that's what I've been playing that, and I got Dead or Alive Dimensions.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Those boobs coming out at you?
A little bit. I've been playing it off and on in 3D, but...
Wait, let me guess. You're playing by yourself, you're in 3D, and then Jen walks in the room, you're 2D. Like, oh, 2D.
Yeah, actually, I press the parent safe mode, which I just start playing.
Wouldn't it just be better if, like, the 3D slider just controls, like, bust boob size? Just like, A's, double D's.
Now, you know, awesome. This may just be inconsequential, but... I feel like when the slider is up to full 3D, which there's no way for the game to know this, but seems like the boobs bounce a lot more.
Maybe they just are, like, apparently bouncing more. Right,
it's because it's the only thing popping out at you. Right. But anyway.
It's the only thing bouncing.
For the actual game side of Dead or Alive Dimensions.
There is a game side? Really?
How do the visuals hold up? Because...
Yeah, fucking awesome.
Really? Good. Yes. I want to see this. Okay, because that's my thing. Is like, you know, boobs bouncing is one thing, but... On a 3DS, I feel like it's more like...
Have you gotten polygon, a chubby yet?
Polygon.
A chubby?
Yeah.
Like a semi.
Semi? All right.
There's a couple hot dudes in it. Actually, there's a part when I was playing it, and I was like, I don't know if that's dude or chick.
Yeah, it's...
So that...
This is DOA Tekken universe. And
that mystery just got you excited.
Exactly. I'm like, I don't know what's coming. But anyway, to rewind and to talk about it as an actual video game... this is probably the best 3DS game available.
Okay.
And I'm saying that specifically to you, John, because it beats Street Fighter.
Easily. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Good. It's kind of exciting.
And the reason why I say that is because I think just because of the input method for Street Fighter, where it's so grueling and it hinges so significantly on your rolling through the circle pad or the D-pad, that becomes frustrating on a handheld, and there's too many buttons. Like, there's only 4 face buttons for the A, B, X, Y, but DOA is a little bit more streamlined, where it's, you know, A, B, and X, Y, and you don't have to deal with the shoulder buttons. There's only a punch, kick, grab, counter button, so it's a lot less stuff to deal with, but I think that the game just works on the 3DS a lot better, and you have a move list.
Say like the 360.
Well, I don't know if I'd go that far because I don't know whether it's that or because I just don't know how to play that game nearly as well as like somebody who needs an actual D-pad to play that game. But like, is it because I need more refined controls for Street Fighter that it doesn't work as well? Or is it because DOA is just a little bit more simpler? I don't know. But it's great. It works perfectly on the 3DS, and there's, you know, your arcade, your tag, your online battle.
Is there volleyball?
There is not volleyball, but there you earn statues, and you can view those statues and take pictures of them.
Oh, you can take pictures of your own statues.
Yeah. Sweet. Yeah.
Wow.
Sweet. This all being said.
Most importantly, though, there is a campaign story mode.
Is it like
more pretty intricate? Combat?
Yes.
Is it?
It is. Which this, see, totally now, blew me away. This is
the gold star standard for what?
For fighting game story fighting modes. Yeah.
Game story modes.
It's not quite to the level of MK where it tells like a cohesive story and.
But it has those.
And makes like, sense. But it does have that
talking, and then all of a sudden that talking
you're in a area, fight.
You're fighting.
Yeah, and it does good. One up on MK where your first. Your first like 8 or 9 matches are all just explaining mechanics to you. Oh, okay. So you like get in a fight with the master guy and he's like, okay, well, this is how you block. And this is a punch and a strike and a head strike and an abdomen strike and a low strike. And
I'm sorry. Now all I can think about is Papa the Rapper.
Kick, punch.
It's all in the mind.
Turn and pose.
If you want to test me.
I'm sure you'll find. yes. It is very well designed, and for somebody who doesn't know DOA very well, the campaign Teach You the Game is really good up through the first 2 chapters, because by the 3rd chapter then it just gets crazy where it's like, this is an offensive tackle and you can do a staggering counter strike.
Oh, it's one of
and
those
it gives
things.
You the it is and it isn't like it's
like
bad
learning Madden football if it you is, haven't played it for 12
it is
years.
And it isn't no it the things that they give you make sense. It's just how far down the rabbit hole are you willing to go? Because it's like the first 2 chapters, it does a really good job of explaining to you like the basics of combat, how to do everything in the game that you'd need to do. And then the third, like late 2nd, early 3rd chapter, start getting into more high level play stuff where it's like, well, this move will counter, well, this type of move will counter this type of move, and this type of move will counter this type of move, but you can fake this type of move. That's actually
moves?
You can fake
what?
A grab, but it's an offensive grab, and it has a heavier, it has a higher priority. Every grab is a defensive grab, except for an offensive grab. Offensive grab has a higher priority than a hold or a strike or something like that. And it not to,
every orange is an orange, except for a Mandarin orange.
Yeah.
Oh.
It gets kind of crazy. But you can. It's not like MK where the difficulty just goes insanely high immediately. It is pretty easy going all the way through. Like even when it's trying to teach you how to do some of the high level play stuff, you can just still do like basic combos and get through the fights and. You're
dude.
Fine. And the story, of Dead or Alive, all the Dead or Alive games are in this game too.
Oh.
So if you care about.
So this doesn't fit anywhere on the timeline. It just sort of mashes. It gives you.
It's like every single game.
Yeah, does it give you like a cliff notes of all of DOA?
So that's the other like.
This is Kimmy. She's a good guy.
This is crazy. Where it's like.
How awesome is Tina?
Tina is fucking awesome, and
thank
so
God.
Is Bass.
Thank God.
Tina and Bass, are the best characters in the game.
Absolutely.
But have you played them all?
No, I haven't played them all. There's more characters. Is this a character named Elliot? I just played this morning. I've never seen him before. He's like Genfu's protege. Not to get
is female detail. Spartan in there.
Genfu sounds like some pasta.
Oh man,
Genfu does Genfu. Sound like some pasta. like Asian pasta.
So when you're when you're watching the story mode, it'll say something like Kasumi. The people will be talking about Kasumi, the DOA girl with the blue thingy.
Is it sad that I've learned everything about DOA that I should know from
commercials?
DOA Extreme Beach Volleyball.
All the movies.
Zach
is the coolest character in the game, right?
That is far from the truth.
He owns an island.
Zach is an idiot.
Where he gets beautiful girls to play.
Did you know
volleyball.
That Helena was the head of the DOA or was Dow Tech Industries?
Is she the one that has the fancy like frilly clothes?
Sometimes she's got the like big Aerith poop hair that she's blonde.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me just keep going here. This
okay, just keep.
She's got
while the story is happening and you're watching the story things on the like, if it says anything that's weird or it introduces a new character on the bottom screen, it'll pop up and be like, "Oh, Fame Hito or Fame Jikoshi or whatever the hell his last name is the leader of this company and he does this." Oh,
So it gives you like their biopsy, like right there as you're
kind of
being introduced to that character.
And like fancy words.
They're so like, it's like Pokemon.
It is, and it's like it's conglomerate. Like Pokemon. You're a just conglomerate like finding this, is a large this, company.
This brand new animal. Oh no! So it's going further down that hole where it's just like you don't know the word conglomerate.
Yes.
Let's pull open dictionary.com and define conglomerate for you.
Or it's like exile. Wow, let's define exile for you.
Jesus Christ!
So this game is made for younger folks with the younger handhelds.
Yeah.
It is and it isn't. I mean,
kids that want to know what like physics.
Kids that want to see some boobs but learn a few words in the process.
Exactly. And you know, I'm totally cool with that. Like I feel like DOA Dimensions is really good so far. There's been nothing that's been bad.
I don't dispute that. I just dispute everything about DOA.
DOA is trash. But I challenge you to play this game now after playing Street Fighter, because I feel like because you're like, you know what? This is actually a decent fighting game. It is better than Tekken.
Beach Volleyball came out, it was an actual legitimate game.
Okay, I want to say this right now, and I'm just going to get this off my chest. I hate everything the DOA stands for, because I think it's just way too, like, the barrier for entry is way too high for so many people.
I don't think it is.
And I also think that a lot of the flack that it gets is probably a little justified because of everything that it visually presents itself. That being said, DOA has the best volleyball game there is out there.
I know what you're saying, but I think go back to it now and take a look at it, and it does the best things in the worst way, where it has the dumb characters that are like, okay, so you've got Bayman, it's like Virtua Fighter characters, and you've got but I think it's better than Virtua Fighter because it's got the bad shit, where it's like the dumb, dirty boob girls and giant muscular men, where it's like, that is not even interesting.
Hey, and it even has...
Sounds like my Thursday night. It
even has giant boob muscular women, too.
Sure.
That's why I love Tina.
Tina is awesome. It has great stereotypes and all that stuff. Tina, but then on the other side, it does have a steep learning curve to get into. But this game actually teaches you how to play it. But I don't think it's quite it is by no means the degree of Virtua Fighter. And then I think it's a lot better than Tekken because of the ability to counter and to just like turn the flow of a match immediately through that side.
We should make a chart of fighting games that need to be like from first priority
Clay
to
Fighter,
last.
Number one.
Yeah.
Dude, no, of the like the ones that keep coming out with ones right now, Soul Calibur, you know, Mortal Kombat, Street Fighter.
I feel like me and Griff could come up with a relatively comprehensive flowchart.
I think we could do
it
too. Yeah. But DOA, if you have a 3DS, this is the game to buy.
Yeah. Not Ocarina of Time.
Fuck that. Street Fighter.
Never played Ocarina of Time.
Street Fighter made concessions to the 3DS that I don't think worked well.
What if you're not a male or a lesbian?
It kind of broke the whole Street Fighter mythos of like you break the game by playing charge characters, and
I see what you're saying.
The online, like if you create all those things for it, like all the things like online battles, street pass battles, you know, having all those things that the console games was, but then you break the system by giving you like an advantage as charge characters, it kind of negates all that stuff on a technical level. But DOA seems to have all those things still in place with no problems.
So what is, like, I guess my concern is like, it is a 3DS, so one of those dual screens is a touchscreen. What's going on down there?
The touchscreen on the bottom is awesome.
You don't want to know, dude.
No, it's awesome.
You do want to know.
The bottom screen has just a giant gaping vagina. No, the bottom screen,
just
bikini bottoms with
really DOA is nothing but boobs on top that stick out at you, and like
the bottom screen is a move list.
I'm done.
That modifies itself depending on the buttons you're inputting. So if you're punching, it'll scroll down to your punching combos.
And if you're using input,
really cool.
It like on
that
the fly.
Would help the learning
man,
curve.
That actually is really impressive.
It
is
really well done.
I mean, I think that would take some getting used to, being able to like start your combo and just like quick look down at it to.
It
like,
is, but it
to be able to learn to a lot quicker.
Oh,
than
yeah,
getting start and going, let's see what I got.
Right,
here.
Absolutely.
You don't have to pause the game.
Absolutely.
And you are, while you're going through it, like the difficulty is never so high that you have to be playing at a competitive level. So if you need to look down and just say like, oh, I'm going to try out this different punch combo or kick combo or throw combo. That's like
Bayonetta's loading screen.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Exactly. It doesn't take you out of the game. Absolutely. It's never challenging enough to hinder you from the actual play. And it just makes perfect sense to use that bottom screen for that. You can touch to scroll it. And then on the far right side, you have three touch buttons. One is like a block, one is a hold, and one is grab.
So say you input
which changes nothing, because your two buttons that are closest to the touchscreen are your grab and hold buttons. Okay. So it doesn't detract from any of the competitive level play of it.
So say you input like a small combo, then does that screen just like wash, or it sticks up that like, if I started a combo and failed it, would that combo list still be there for me to like look at it and be like, okay, so this is what I need to do.
So let's say hypothetically you start really with like punch, like a 5-hit punch combo. If you only hit two of the punches and the person blocked, or they sidestepped out of the way or something like that, your whole punch list combo screen will still be shown there.
That's good.
And like if you switch to a starting attack with a kick, it'll then pull up all your kick attacks. Or if you start with a counter or a hold slash counter, it'll pull up all your counter attacks. And then the other thing is it'll kind of gauge you depending on I don't know if it's dynamic or not, but depending on what the game is trying to teach you, if you get in a fight, it'll be like, it'll slow the game down for maybe 2 seconds, a second and a half, just, you know, a beat. And it'll say, okay, press a high counter now, while you're fighting a guy. And it's like, okay, well, this is the time you'd use a high counter. Or it's like, okay, well, this guy is about to grab you. It's going to slow it down for just a second. And then you do a high punch to do a breaker and counter his grab and move into that. So it does a really good job of like dynamically teaching you how to play the game while you're still in the fight.
Okay, so this is non-tutorial.
This is your campaign mode.
Okay, now, obviously, it doesn't do this if you're doing like multiplayer, which I'm sure you haven't really had an opportunity to do.
I haven't played online yet. It's the one thing I haven't done on it. I've played the other modes. They don't do anything like that in the other modes. This is just the campaign, which I'm totally impressed with, because you mirror it with MK, which gives you a great story, gives you an actual interesting way to play a campaign mode that flows seamlessly from character to character, introduces you to a lot of the stuff, and I think the difference that separates DOA from MK is MK is made by Americans.
Right. Absolutely.
DOA has weird shit that you're like...
DOA is...
It's the corporate robotic structure that has the fantasy.
No, it's a lot... It's anime versus Western storytelling.
DOA is Tecmo, yeah?
DOA is... Tecmo Koei, but it is no longer Igarashi, so it is just this lifeless shell of Tecmo Koei, which is great, because after Igarashi, they made a fucking great DOA game.
Fantastic.
My question about that little menu is, say it's an A-A-A-B combo, if you hit A-A, does it then go to the then combos that are only starting with A-A, or is it...
I think it's just difficult because you guys haven't seen how it works yet.
Right.
But like, so DOA works very simplistically, where you have punch and kick combos. You don't have heavy punch, heavy kick, light punch.
You're only working with four buttons.
You're working with four buttons, which is punch, kick, grab, block. And your blocks turn into counters. So if you start with like a punch or AAA combo, and then you switch midway into a kick combo, then it'll stay on your punch combo as long as that is a valid combo. So like, let's say you're playing as a character who has a punch, kick, kick combo, and you type in punch, kick, kick, it'll stay on the punch screen. But then as soon as you start with a kick, it'll switch to your kick screen.
Okay, so it's just those two.
So okay. So it's adapting to what you're doing.
It does. It adapts on the fly, and
That's really, really interesting.
Especially for a game like DOA, which has, you know, some crazy ass multi-dialogue combo combos there. Yes,
absolutely.
But it also teaches you like that if you're in the middle of a dialogue combo and you hit, if you hit a hold like a block twice with the correct counters on them, you will not only block the first move of the combo, but you also then counter into a hold yourself and reset everything. So like,
nice.
Like Dakota said, that is some fucking high level shit. Cause
yeah,
like,
no, that is the one thing that's scary to me about DOA is that it's like the
it's high... actually really well designed.
It is. Like, that game is probably the most terrifying fighting game I have ever encountered.
Because if you can recognize a combo that somebody's doing, you're like, okay, well, there are two punches deep into this, two mid punches. Then they can go either high or low on a punch or kick. So what do I do? Do I counter high or do I counter low? And do you take that chance to do it, or you just keep blocking, right, or what do you do? And then
it's just like with so many characters that exist in that world.
And that's the other side, is you have to memorize so much.
Oh,
to just
man.
Play,
that's why I never liked fucking fighting games.
Which is why I say it goes the wrong directions in every way. Where it
right.
is gratuitous boobs and all the bad things
yeah, it's
about
so
video
weird,
games.
Right?
That and it's
like...
gratuitous level of a character roster and move sets that you can't actually learn it.
Right.
But it's good, and this game is
right.
really good.
And I feel, yeah, no, I mean, if you want to talk about fighting games that, like, your barrier to entry is...
Yeah, you want to know what's funny? The last fighting game I played was a Dead or Alive fighting game, and I got it, and I was like, I fucking hate fighting games. Yeah.
Well, that's, I mean, that's a good way to not like fighting games. Like, I feel like Mortal Kombat is the easy, probably the easiest way to like fighting games.
Yeah.
And then Street Fighter... And then something more like Soul Calibur or DOA.
I don't know. I think it can go so many different ways, but I feel like it's all about
it depends
what you
on
want
your interests in general.
Yeah,
Griff, you get that Justin Bieber haircut starting right now.
Hey there, Biebs.
I always really liked DOA when I was younger, not because of the boobs, but because of the grabs. I thought they were really cool. So I just like to do
you
all.
You like
the
to
grabs.
Grab the boobs.
I like to grab the 3D boobs.
Yep.
So I feel like that is what always attracted me. Just like I like Tekken. Like, Tekken has awesome combos and throws, which is why I gravitated towards those things when I was stupider and younger.
Yeah. Dude, I was always a big fan of Virtua Fighter back on the good old Sega Saturn.
Yep.
That's
also,
crazy.
Also a big
That's
fan
like
of
loco crazy.
Also a big fan of like Soul Blade and Soul Calibur on PS1 and Dreamcast respectively.
Speaking of loco crazy.
Loco crazy.
I gotta pee.
Yeah, so do I.
Break time.
You wanna take
early break.
A preemptive break here.
Yep.
Don't cross the streams, Griff.
Alright, good. So done. So I talked about my games. We'll get back, talk to you guys about your shit.
I get LA Noire and that's it. I'm done.
Okay, great. John's done too, Ryan.
Do you want me to talk now or are we breaking?
Have you played anything?
Red Faction Armageddon.
Are you talking about that?
What?
You got an early copy?
Was there a did they release a demo?
Yep.
Yeah,
we
talked about the demo like 2 weeks ago.
I didn't know they actually put out the live demo yet.
No, I played it on Xbox. I told you about this 2 weeks ago.
It was on there. I played it. I also played the red.
God damn it. We really need to stop drinking Four Loko before we do these things.
I also played a lot of Gorilla.
Yeah. Remember the magnet gun?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now I remember.
There's no more Sledgehammer.
No more Sledgehammer.
Gotcha. Roger.
Yeah.
Tracking.
Playing.
I assume
we
that was like
Gorilla
some weird
last
wet
week
dream
too.
Of mine.
Yeah. But now I played multiplayer, which is actually pretty fun.
Are you playing the real multiplayer,
yeah,
or are you playing
both.
The single player pass and play Wrecking
I played
Crew?
Both. But Wrecking Crew, yeah.
So, are there still people on the regular multiplayer?
Yeah, it picks up pretty quick.
You getting hit with a lot of ostrich hammers?
No, not once.
Huh.
It's actually a lot of new people.
Like, I guess that doesn't surprise me. People trying to get back into it before they start...
Yeah, and it's like that's a funny thing about video game culture that I feel like people miss out on is like there are so many damn people on this planet that there's pretty much any game you want to pick up right now. I mean, shit, if you want to go back and play Phantasy Star from Dreamcast, and you can actually
probably
find
about
seven
servers.
Dudes
doing
can, private servers.
There are servers that still exist for that. You could start playing that game.
But that multiplayer is actually a lot deeper than I thought it'd be.
Yeah,
it's good. You
good.
Got the different suits that give you different ability, the backpacks that give you different shit, and
and
all
the maps are
weapons.
Pretty good.
I'm a big fan of their. Was it
the maps don't really matter? Can you just break them anyway?
Right,
but
everything's.
I mean,
no, it does because it's like what map gives you the best. Like, okay, so I remember distinctly. There's a map that has just a fissure running right through it, which is you've got. It's one side of the map, the other side of the map, and there's a bunch of bridges that are connecting it.
Yeah.
So once you take those bridges out, unless you have a jetpack, you're not getting to that other side, which creates awesome sniping opportunities.
Yeah.
And then awesome...
And people kept planting fucking proximity grenades on those bridges.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I died a lot.
I always
like... Or the chameleon suit is the best.
I haven't seen
that
one yet.
Chameleon is the best.
It just makes you invisible.
It does.
Oh, I've done that. Yeah, I've done that.
I was just always a big fan of the rebuilder flamethrower thing.
I never played a match like that, though.
Yeah, it was, so there's King of the Hill matches where it's like you just have to control certain areas for long enough, but the way that you control those areas is by keeping them built.
So
it's like inverse King of the Hill. It's like I'm gonna go and break down your hill. I'm just gonna break it.
But you're trying to build
your own.
You have to
like use your rebuilder flamethrower to keep it constructed. And the longer that you can keep it
once it's constructed, is it there or do you have to continuously?
They can make another run at it and blow it up again.
Yeah,
but you just rebuild it.
The point is like.
If you have four beams, like, so somebody blows up a beam, you go and you repair that beam while they're blowing up another beam, and then you just constantly playing tag like that.
Yeah, basically, so it's like.
But then if you get a team coming, then it's who takes what side of the building?
What's that Call of Duty thing you guys do all the time where you have
domination,
the flag, domination,
domination, where you have the different areas that you have to control?
Yeah.
It's like that, only instead of capturing portions, you are breaking other people's areas.
That's cool. I like that.
It's really cool. Like, anything you have to go and break it, and then they have to build it back up.
Yes, there was a demo I played that was really fun.
Oh, you played Dungeons & Dragons.
Daggerdale.
Oh, damn, man. I thought you were going to say Dungeon Siege.
No.
No, it was pretty fun. It was just Dungeons & Dragons, Diablo crawling, get some loot. Torchlight.
That sounds great.
It's real fun. It's a little slower than Torchlight, but...
Man, when's Diablo 3 coming out?
Yeah.
Let's not talk about that right now. I gotta pee. Let's keep going.
Gotta pee.
I played Piss in the Toilet a lot.
Oh, fuck. That's my favorite.
It's a really good game.
Did you play anything else?
Man, I drank a gallon of water the other day and did not have to pee once.
Alright.
Yeah, nothing much out of the ordinary.
All right, well,
we're gonna pee. It's gonna be a break. We'll be right back.
Good note on Call of Duty. We'll be back in a second to talk more about that after we deal with this Four Loko stuff.
Kablooey.
Video games.
Hey guys.
Jesus God.
Let's talk about video games.
Did everybody else finish their bad idea?
Yep.
Okay. Good.
I finished my bad idea and had three more.
Oh Jesus.
Oh no, you didn't.
No,
I
didn't
say that.
No, you didn't.
Anyway, guys,
but
let's,
I have three more bad ideas in my head.
I'm sure
let's
you
talk
do.
About news and emails.
I have news.
I know you have news, John. You post news. But before we go into news, let me quick look up our email to see if anybody has sent us anything.
So the new maps for Call of Duty really suck.
Do they?
Yep. They're really...
Wait.
Here's the map maker's idea of new maps. Let's make it really big and put everything in there.
Absolutely. I mean, you're playing a Call of Duty game.
Like,
why wouldn't it just be huge?
No, like amazingly huge. And let's put a tunnel here, a cave here. Let's put five corners right here. Let's put the staircase here.
Better or worse than Brink?
Brink. I'd rather play multiplayer maps on Brink.
Whoa.
Yeah. No, the maps for Call of Duty, the only reason that game is somewhat playable is because of Call of Duty, Call of the Dead.
Okay, so that's a good side.
Yes, the Call of the Dead's fun. If you want to buy these maps because the multiplayer maps, just stay away.
Yeah, if you're not into the Call of, if you're not into the zombie mode, don't buy these maps.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. No email, but if you would like to,
what the hell, guys?
Next year.
Hey, we've been.
Next year.
Trending steady for a year of no emails.
bbr@bossbarrel.com. Please send us an email if you'd like for us to discuss a topic of your choice. Otherwise, you can comment on our website or send a message via Facebook to any one of us who you're friends of, or to Boss Barrel if you like us on Facebook. So just type in Boss Barrel, like us on Facebook. You know, we're there. Everybody has Facebook.
Most people, I would say, like, well over half the population.
Sure.
Under 80 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. But I guess that brings us to news. And as of June 1,
there has been some good news.
That's
this last
because
week.
E3 is coming.
Absolutely. If you talk about your news,
okay,
and then I will check off my list.
Spit it out, boy.
All right. Well, besides John having an LA Noire review up.
Boom.
Got a couple other interesting things. Shinobi is coming to the 3DS.
Fail.
Everybody's favorite Sega game that failed on PS2.
Shinobi 1 Kenobi.
Shinobi Red Giant Red Scarf.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Shinobi coming to 3DS.
Man, did you play that one on PS2?
I didn't play it because I wasn't stupid.
I was stupid, and I played it.
Yeah.
That was Devil May Cry before Devil May Cry.
Sure, I can see that. Other things here quickly. StarCraft II, Heart of the Swarm. We've got two trailers up. One is the cinematic trailer of the game.
I'm going to talk to you later about that.
The other one is the gameplay.
Is that the Terran campaign?
That is actually the Zerg campaign. First one was Zerg. Terran. Yep. So you're
Heart of the Swarm.
Just watching that video and gathering other information, it changes the dynamics of the game. So it's more of like the World of Warcraft 3, switching to a Warcraft 3 mentality where you have a hero unit and you upgrade your hero unit. So your hero unit is your Kerrigan. In your Kerrigan, you can spec out to have certain abilities, and then you can chain those abilities per mission.
That's so pretty cool that they're switching it up like that.
Yeah, yeah. So if you play this new update or add-on, you'll be able to sort of have a different feel of the game where it's
First StarCraft?
You know, they haven't said anything about the pricing and the structure, but yes.
I'd imagine you would, right?
I have a feeling you'll be able to buy this whole set at something like around the range of like 60 bucks.
Right.
Or you can buy the new one at 15 to 20 bucks.
Right, it would not surprise me.
So this is Brood War?
Steam does a discounted sale. Like
not through Steam, actually.
Really? Interesting. Yep.
Blizzard has their own store.
And they're not going to...
It's called Blizz.
I'm not going to piggyback with Steam at all.
No.
That is a little crazy, right?
No, not at all. No. Blizzard...
So you can get right now StarCraft 2 on Steam, though. Yeah?
No.
No?
You cannot get StarCraft on Steam. StarCraft 1 or Brood War or StarCraft 2 on Steam.
No, that's
You can write an executable file for your Steam account that says you're playing StarCraft 2.
That's weird.
But you can't actually play... You can't actually purchase StarCraft anything through Steam.
That makes sense just because of how big Blizzard is, but
no, it makes sense because of how big StarCraft is, and because you have that population that's playing that. Why would they ever go through Steam and have to pay royalties?
Yeah, their game. People are gonna play that game no matter what.
So it works pretty much in the same vein as StarCraft, where you upgrade your units, you're going through a campaign, you're going through a story. It kind of starts in Medias Res, where you are playing as Kerrigan, and you don't know why you're separated from Jim, and you have to kind of go through the story to figure out the earlier story beats, but you're upgrading your Kerrigan to have certain like Spec Ops abilities or certain Brood abilities or certain other abilities, so you're not only upgrading your unit types, but you're also upgrading your hero unit, which looks pretty freaking cool. Kerrigan's a human. She's a human.
I haven't read a single thing on any of this, so everything.
Watch the trailers on our site.
Yeah,
get enough out of it.
I really want to. Like, again, I'll talk more about this to you offline. But
sure. Other news, we've got Call of Duty Elite to talk about.
Yeah.
Call of Duty Elite.
Fill me in on this because I haven't been reading enough of this. I've read like.
How much do you
read? I've read an article about what this is supposed to be.
Let me ask you, John. Did you like Superbad?
The movie?
Yeah. Did you like Get Him to the Greek?
No, I didn't see
Get Him to the Greek. Oh, yeah, I love both of them.
Did you like Forgetting Sarah Marshall?
So,
what are you getting at?
I liked both those movies after about six beers or so.
So probably the most unnerving thing about this
I see where
this
you're going.
Call of Duty Elite trailer that was posted, which is called like The Legend of Carl, which if I released a trailer for my new product, I would not call it some stupid ass fucking joke of a name. I would call it what it was supposed to be. You have Jonah Hill explaining to you in machinima format where you have a Call of Duty dude running around in Black Ops trying to talk to you about what is Call of Duty Elite.
That sounds amazing.
And as stupid as it is for the first 3 minutes, it's actually pretty good. because there's a lot of information and there's a lot of funny things. And if you just last through, it gets perpetually better. But Jonah Hill tells you, and there's a press release now that explains more details about. So basically, what Call of Duty Elite is it is an online, internet-based web browser stat tracking tool.
What?
No, it's the Halo thing.
It is Halo Waypoint.
That thing, Halo Waypoint. Oh. It's Halo Waypoint.
Gotcha.
But so
with like a paid service.
Yes. So what you're doing is you're going to be able to link your account with it, and you're able to create clans and interact through this website that has a Facebook-like interface.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can design logos.
Clan matches, I guess.
You can design groups. You can set up goals and stuff like that. That's one side. That's the social side. The other side is the stats side, which will have graphs and information about every game that you've ever played. It'll graph like
I've already played.
What gun? Well, that is yet to be determined, but it'll say like what gun you use the most in what map, what route you run in a map.
Oh,
where your kills take place. It is. That is very interesting. I'm not a huge fan of that sort of, but
I always get to thinking like I get my set routes, and then I think like, or I'm always trying to outthink the opponent and absolutely, like, which way are they coming at me? So I'm going to go this way and I'm going to come up right behind them.
Right. Sure. Cause I've always said knowing like the maps is the biggest part of Call of Duty.
The example they give is like, okay, so let's say you're playing this map, the Russian missile silo map, whatever that is. And let's say you're playing that map and your stats so far say you've been using a lot of short range weapons and middle range weapons, but in fact, you should start using sniper rifles because on that map, the majority of the kills come from sniper rifles. So then they're like, well, maybe you should try that. And then they have Jonah Hill like sniping dudes with a sniper rifle. And you're like, well, I can kind of see what the side of that, like it is just giving you more information, which is a good thing. It puts it to a more esports league. And then there's the community competition.
I mean, like, I think it is a great idea to continue to push a product that is the online multiplayer that is Call of Duty. Mm-hmm. I think the people that really feed into this stuff will love it because, you know, it's more stat. It is the
Why do I see myself paying for this even though I don't need it?
So it's the fantasy football league of Call of Duty. Exactly. That's what it is.
It is.
It's like, I want to see these stats. I want to see what I'm doing. I want to see how to optimize my game.
That is exactly what I thought of John when I saw Black Ops. But that's what Hunter was telling me the other day, where I was like trying to talk to him about Call of Duty. But he's like, yeah, they already have that available. If you just look in your player card, you can read all that stuff. But I was like, no, but it's like all on a website. You put it on your iPad and it has graphs. And he's like, yeah, they already have that. And I don't want to do that.
It's already in Black Ops.
It is there, but I feel like there's a little bit.
So the next hop is the end of that video, which is a very, 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 very funny legal disclaimer. And then just like a 5-second sneak peek at Call of Duty 3.
Multiplayer, like 10 seconds
or multiplayer. Modern Warfare 3.
Like
10
seconds?
It's
World War 3. Even,
it should be a second, but it is 10 seconds. But it's funny because of Jonah Hill. So watch the video and just get out of it what you get out of it. But understand that there's a service that's being provided that you may or may not want.
Halo Waypoint was free.
Right.
Right.
Waypoint's free. So that's the thing. Is like the most recent thing I read was the executives of Activision have said that this will cost you less than the price of Netflix per month. $7.99.
Oh, it's per fucking month?
$7.99.
Per month.
Less than $8 a month.
Less than $8 per month.
What? A one-time fee?
No, per month.
Per month.
That is retarded.
Now, this being said, though, I also thought I heard credence to the idea that you might also be able to pay like a bulk fee for a service.
Oh, of course, they'll have that.
That would include you.
That doesn't matter.
That would include you being able to gain access to the maps without paying for.
I've heard that.
This
only,
is a lot of speculation.
I've heard that only in the realm of like, hey. Wouldn't that be great? Just like, wouldn't it be great that I could pay for
raw
what,
$50?
Like, no. Wouldn't it be great that I could pay $170 for Madden and then just have Madden forever?
Yeah.
and I just get updates whenever I get them for the new rosters and the new upgrades, but I just pay like $170 for the game, and then I just keep getting updates for the next like 15 years.
Like,
do you have to keep buying that game?
No.
So
that's the absurd side of it.
So here's the thing, though. It's like I completely agree with your frustration, Ryan, where it's just like you should not have to continually pay money for a game after you've already bought it. But there is a community of 11. Exactly.
No, I'm not gonna.
You don't have to. But don't get so upset that it's like they're trying to make you do it. It's like you can still buy the game and you can still play the game online. Like, no one's saying you have to do this. This is a service they're creating outside of it that you don't have to touch.
How much do you love your fantasy sports league?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Maybe if they take all the stats that they gave me out of Black Ops away, maybe, because those are cool to look at.
Well, but I feel like they're cool
to look at, but are they worth $6 a month?
Well, what I was thinking of was when I was reading these articles is everything that's already been presented to you in Black Ops, because this service will work with Black Ops and Modern Warfare 3.
It's going to work with Black Ops?
Will it work with Black Ops?
Really? You can get in the beta right now, which I suggest you do. No. I don't know.
The beta should be free.
I don't know, but I think it'll be free.
The beta should be free.
I have a feeling that everything that is already available to you to view through Black Ops will be something they provide. But further social links.
The thing that got me excited was the routes you run. That's the only thing that hasn't been mapped.
Movement around a map, kills around a map. Yeah. So, but I mean, there are services that are already provided, and if that's good enough for you, then so be it. Because I already
pay them way too much freaking money anyway, because they come out with maps every 2 months, and they always fucking blow.
So the last thing, or not the last thing, but the one final thing that I am going to say about this is they are going to have ongoing promotions for it. Like, they said it's going to be more of an esports league where every day, it won't just be a double points weekend. It won't be like a daily challenge. Like, it'll be every day there'll be a competition that's happening.
Right.
That's like,
yeah, that was another thing.
Top
was
of like, the leaderboards for the day, like, or like a group match that you play, like a clan match every day. And then there will be digital rewards and there will be physical rewards.
Yeah, that was another thing. It's like on top of
like,
everything else,
like,
you're
will
paying
this get
for
me laid?
You will.
Yes,
maybe,
finally.
I mean, maybe. I mean,
all these years of fucking
like
people
they
are
they like
gonna get
they have
my
like crazy
shot.
Placeholder stuff of like first prize wins a Jeep
cloth map,
sweet. The third, fourth place prize wins, you know, sun faded cloth map.
Sure, but you know, take that with a grain of salt. Just like the Super Street Fighter 4
arcade edition
competitions. No. Remember the arcade? John, do you remember the arcade competitions?
I vaguely remember
supposed
this.
To be able to hold a fucking championship belt around your character that was only 15 of them were created.
I don't
for
remember this
different
at all.
Events.
And did that never
and
happen?
And then you were supposed to compete in those events, and then only two of them happened.
Yeah, that sounds right.
And
that's,
only two people have those belts.
That sounds about the. That know. Sounds like the extent.
It's probably Capcom employees.
See, it's like this is the thing. It's like these are like grandiose ideas that come from. Like, yes, it would be amazing that online there was a strong structured community of like competitive gaming that could exist.
Let's
keep this strictly gay for
totally gay. If this were to go with any community, it would be the largest community and it would be Call of Duty. Because
absolutely.
That is
absolutely.
The number one
no, fair
largest
enough.
Community. An interactive community there is.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair
through
enough.
Sheer numbers.
Like, you know, Street Fighter is a big community, not nearly as big as Call of Duty.
Right.
Like, yes, that is fair. So if any structure has room to actually make it happen, it would be the Call of Duties.
Exactly. Like,
and they figure how many games did they sell? What? 6 billion?
5 billion.
Every
person in the world has Black Ops.
They will sell millions of copies. And
if a small fraction
of those people even sign up for this thing, they are easily making money off of it for minimal resources.
Yeah,
it's probably just one dude going, "Yeah, I gotta fucking put this stat over here."
Like, it's computer program just throwing that shit into a spreadsheet.
I mean, there's a lot of shit we could talk about this stuff and comparing it to other
online services. Fuck you, Activision. Well, you'll just have to see how good it is, and then maybe you'll change your tone. Like,
you might really enjoy the,
but at the same time,
not for $8 a month.
Right, but okay, so but at the same time, though...
You're paying for Xbox Live.
You shouldn't have to be upset about...
I'm paying for Xbox Live and PlayStation Plus.
I'm paying for Xbox Live. I'm going to roll through a month of PlayStation Plus and then not touch it.
You're losing out, John.
Maybe. But dude, I don't have to pay for Xbox Live until after the apocalypse.
I know. Because
I've paid up Microsoft through March of 2012 for Xbox Live.
What? You just said, here's $300. Let me just
play? I have bought enough year subscriptions to them in one way, shape, or form. And basically that stuff stacks. So I am paid up with those.
Can you let me have one?
I can't. I wish I could
get that. Let me get a month, man.
I wish I could get that stuff.
I just got like a couple of days I can get.
But yeah, I mean, I've paid.
I was just looking for an Xbox Live for a day, man.
I've paid up enough.
I got some change. With them, that I'm 25 cents a day, bro.
Do you never get those messages?
Like I used to.
People that say, hey, you got a two-day membership you could have?
Oh, no. I never get those messages ever. No, I get those
all the time.
It's because you have this...
hey, you got a two-day membership? You have
this crazy, like, fucking strung-out Call of Duty people. They're just like, I just need 8 hours of Call of Duty. That's all I need. And it'll be good for, like, a day.
Still playing Crackdown 1.
Exactly. They need to get those orbs.
Crackdown anyway, let's keep better going forward here.
Yeah, rolling forward.
So, we've got Call of Duty Elite... which is a thing, yeah. And disclosed. Let's talk a little bit about Sega and Gearbox.
Okay.
So, do you remember
when... Sounds like fun, Griff.
When Aliens Colonial Marines were canceled roughly around the time that...
I never heard that they were canceled. I heard it was like this ongoing idea, like Duke of the Nukem.
Duke of Nukem. No, it was around that time when...
Duke of Nukem?
No, when Sega stopped being involved in
Alien games.
No. Help me out here.
Good games.
Good
games.
No, the spy game.
Spy Hunter.
Spy vs. Spy.
No. Recently,
Siphon Filter.
Stop.
Shit. Siphon Filter is not a thing.
Alpha Protocol.
Yes. Alpha Protocol.
Oh yeah. They want to make another one of those.
When they ceased their interaction with Alpha Protocol, they also canned. The aliens.
Was Obsidian supposed to be new Colonial Marines, or was that because no. Obsidian is Alpha Protocol?
Did Alpha Protocol, but Sega was involved with that stuff beforehand.
Looks like a hunter guy right there. That alien.
Sega was involved with that stuff beforehand.
Okay.
And they canned all that information, and now Gearbox has picked up Aliens Colonial Marines
without Sega, or is Sega. Sega is still
involved with that, but okay. Sega was like, we are no longer working on this game. And it was around that same time with Alpha Protocol. And then...
So what is Sega working on right now besides Sonic
Colonial
Generations?
Marines.
Okay. They're actually
with
actively...
With the fucking, like,
so
what
is
Necromancer...
Actually, it's like Gearbox just like the...
The Necromancer video game.
Yeah, exactly. It's
like rise from your grave.
We're going to pick up this shit that people didn't want to work on. And we're gonna just run with it.
Gearbox is the trash man, like
exactly.
Taking everybody's used ass, dirty.
Oh man, look what these guys threw out. I mean, it's a half-eaten apple.
Really
Let's make
good.
This happen.
So far, we don't really know.
They're creating a full like microwave dinner out of just random objects found in the trash can.
Chef of garbage.
Exactly.
So that's the thing that's happening. You got Colonial Marines coming.
Gearbox makes
Gearbox.
One Sega's good game.
Sega's actually
and then after
only
that,
like they... five employees now.
Yeah. At this point.
Yeah.
It's really all it takes.
Two of
to
which
run
are community managers.
Giant.
Last but not least, information here. We've
I really
got
hope this happens by the
full
end of
PSN
today.
Restore this week.
Yeah, right.
Sega. Sony has said in two press releases now that PlayStation Network services will be up incomplete
by week's end.
By the end of the week, whatever that means.
By the end of,
I don't believe
not
it.
Not
Saturday
in Asia,
or Sunday,
not
depending
in Asia.
On
Sorry,
your
Asia.
Depending on your religious Sorry. Beliefs.
Yeah, or Sorry, Friday, those... depending on your work week, what well, have you.
Friday if you're a work Xbox. Friday if you're a work calendar person. Saturday if you're a calendar person.
The other side that Sunday, gives like, more credence to Japan. Right now, part of Asia. Right now, yeah. PlayStation Network is under repair. You can't log into it. So the PlayStation Store is supposed to be up by the end of this week, which is supposed to bring along the return of all PlayStation Network services.
Yeah, I really want to download Infamous and Stardust HD.
Yeah, get that free shit.
Yeah, get that free shit. Right. And start doing my PlayStation now, Plus reading, stuff. Now, reading the fuck that Gaff means.
Just this morning, there's a very interesting post by people who were made in May where they're like, we're responsible for the PlayStation Network hack. And we plan another hack as soon as Sony E3? Gets their services back up.
They need to have it up by they need to have it up by E3 for some sort of relevant. I mean,
regardless just to have of it available what you said for. about producing it on home, it's how bad will that look as a company to not have those services up for E3?
For E3, no, exactly. It's a presence thing at that right. point. It's like. Right,
so and they're just fucking with PlayStation right now, just like.
Apparently, there is a certain sect of hacker groups out there that is specifically targeting Sony and says once everything is restored, we will start the second phase of our attack.
And if that is the case, like I have not been upset with Sony at all.
Dealing with this, yeah,
I've not been. Even remotely.
Like the only thing that annoyed me
you
was...
You were pretty upset the other day.
Yeah, the only thing that annoyed me personally was when they're like, it'll be up at the end of the week when it was like week two. And then they're like, sorry, it's not up. We gotta take some
more
time.
It's an annoying circumstance to be in as a person who really wants to take advantage of their services. It's an annoying predicament to be in, but I don't hold PlayStation or Sony personally accountable for this.
I just want $5.
I just want my $5.
Yeah. Just mail me $5 and I will be on your side.
I'm not necessarily saying it's their fault, but they do need to do something to make it okay.
They just need to hire these guys who are hacking them and be like, hey, work for us now.
But I mean, even to be completely honest with you, like I say that, but like thinking on it realistically, if they didn't even give me anything, it's just the fact that knowing I have a secure service behind it. Really, like speaking outwardly, like it is not the fault 100% of Sony's. I mean, they should have a stronger network behind them, but these people that are like outwardly attacked, like hackers, are capable of a lot of things. If they really wanted to,
not been hacked yet.
But see, that's the thing. That's what I was about to say. Is like if hackers really wanted to crack down Microsoft, I bet they could do it.
Sure.
I bet they could easily do it. Just like if hackers really wanted to, they could break down Apple if they really wanted to.
Sure.
It's not an unheard of thing.
I mean,
it's just a matter of somebody's ambition.
You go to jail for life.
No, it's probably. I know what you're saying, John, but Sony is probably an easier target.
Right.
It's a Japanese company that does not have the most firm grasp of internet protocol and defense and stuff like that. Whereas you have Microsoft, which is
American-based company.
Or Apple, which is an American-based company, and they have that sort of infrastructure to defend against that. Which, now, if you have a massive amount of, if you have a fucking, you know, battering ram beating down the front door of your services eventually, day after day after day, they will crack through.
Right, it's going to happen. Like, if they really, really want to.
But what is the easier target, a screen door or an oak door?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's the thing of it. It's like they will get through. I mean, it's just like this recent thing I heard about picking locks. Not that that's something I practice, but picking locks.
I got this app for lock picking the other day.
My weekly lock picking meeting happened, and you know,
locks on doors are a deterrent. People who know how to pick locks will break through locks. Mm-hmm. It will happen.
Right.
Somebody that wants to break into your home can be deterred by certain things, but no house is completely safe from being broken into. Like yeah. you can like. People that are determined can get into things.
Unless you never left your house.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, if you never leave your, if you never
you
leave
a
your
house of guns.
Exactly. You never leave your house, and you always
you had
sit
a fake
in a
house made of guns.
Sit in a chair with a giant ass shotgun right in front of the
unless
door.
Unless you're there, you don't sleep, and you got like, you're
constantly. You got cameras everywhere, and you are ready. Like it's just like people will get into places like with enough, with enough
free time, ingenuity
and free time and know-how, they will make it happen.
It's the Napster syndrome, where you have enough people with enough free time, they will eventually steal things such that it makes an impact.
Right.
Not like it ideally, you have a world of consumers where they will take their time that they're using and then change their time into money and their money into a product. But you have people who have enough free time and enough economic support where they don't need to actually be making money. So they skip that middle step and they just go from they have enough time to they then get that product because they invest their time instead of into working to money to product. They just go. They time go time to product because they have enough time to do that.
And I guess my
that's big, why I hate hackers.
Right,
my pirates.
My big thing is
what's wrong with pirates?
Well, okay, so here's my big thing. Johnny Depp. Absolutely. Johnny Depp is the biggest problem with pirates.
No, Orlando Bloom is the biggest thing.
I just like Orlando Bloom more.
Was he in the second one?
He was in all three.
He wasn't in the new one.
Orlando Bloom
wasn't
in all
the fourth one.
All three.
He was in the fourth one.
No.
He was in the first, second,
Keira
and third.
Keira Knightley was not in the fourth one.
So my biggest problem with hackers is that, you know, for whatever problems Sony should overcome to try to protect against these things, you know, partially that is their fault, but majorly they're not the ones that are responsible for me not being able to do the things I want to do. It is these other people who seem to think that this is entertaining to ruin my fun. Like, I enjoy these services that they're giving to me.
The internet hacker gangs are doing it because they say that we have a stance against corporations owning internet products, which if it's an internet product, it should be free to all. So we are going to free this information by showing these companies who have a structure on this stuff that we can break in and that everybody should have access to this. Now, individuals who are not crazy and work for a living, you know that that is bullshit.
That is bullshit. If you work hard and you create a product that you would like to see some sort of like penance for, like, you deserve to get money for that. Like, just because Sony is a giant major corporation doesn't mean that they should just be handing this shit out for free.
Exactly.
Like, I support them.
I don't
them.
Know. Nintendo
support...
does it.
True. We'll talk more about this next week.
Their online stuff's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's the best.
It's so great.
Never
yeah.
been hacked. Friend codes aren't so funny
So that's another thing. Easiest thing in the world to hack probably would be Nintendo. Do you want to go in there? Probably not.
What are you going to get?
What are you going to get?
15 people's like, Animal Crossing codes?
Exactly. You're going to get like a bunch of like fucking Link to the Past when you could buy that shit so much cheaper.
You're going
to
get a bunch of ROM like forum pullings that are like, which is the better Zelda?
Exactly. You're not going to get anything. You're getting a whole bunch of like one right-footed sock.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want that.
Useless information.
It's nothing.
Anyway, we could talk about this hacking bullshit on and on and on. But John, you posted some interesting stuff about... Oh, sorry. Before I jump to you. Last little piece of news that I have is... Carmageddon?
Yeah, let's talk about Carmageddon.
Carmageddon Reincarnation.
I never played this game.
Whatever that looks like, it looks awesome!
But it's Twisted Metal.
It's Twisted Metal-ish.
Not really, yeah.
I never played it.
What are those arrows coming out of that car?
They're springs. but it is a game that I never was really into because it was a PC game, but Carmageddon, like a car combat game, now under the rights of their original owners, Stainless Games, producing the third installment in the Carmageddon series called Carmageddon Reincarnation.
Reincarnation.
So that's pretty much all we have so far. It's going to be
a downloadable
title.
New Twisted Metal game that's coming out soon.
Yeah, I'm super excited.
Yeah, that's not Stainless, though. That's
No, I'm just saying. No, coming from the same genre of games.
Yeah.
That game looks kind of cool.
Yep. That's all I got, though. Just want to mention that one. So, John, you got two things you want to talk about?
I have the two things that I posted on the site. One is that Infamous 2. Hey, Griff, how excited are you about this?
Concerned.
Concern?
Yeah.
You're the
about
one that
the
unlocked,
game? Or...
Dude, you unlocked more trophies on Infamous than I did.
I know.
And
you're afraid that you have to do it again?
No. But I read your post on it, and you were saying that, like, if you have so many karma points in one direction, you will unlock another node.
I feel like that is an optional thing. I think just because, I mean, because obviously,
if you've done so many story beats in one good or bad karma direction, you unlock some other things. So what if I've done both?
One could speculate that you could choose either way. Okay. It's all about options, right?
I mean, that would make sense, but that would make sense in the first place.
Because you're crazy like Ryan and you want to get all of them trophies.
I would imagine that it would be whatever path you take first, it will unlock another node in that path.
Okay, but say you have
I
see what you're saying.
I've got good points and I have bad points. I have trophies.
In Infamous 2, whatever you unlock first would be the road
advanced. If you choose to go the road of good or bad, then your first step is your own.
Right.
But your second step is based on your trophies.
Based on the trophies. Yeah. Like, that makes sense to me.
I feel like it won't be that big of a deal.
In that same, I don't think it'll be that big of a deal either.
My thing is, like, I think this is a really interesting thing that
reading
makes
trophy information. Dead. Fucking awesome. Importing saves from a previous game. Full support of that.
Importing. But my biggest thing was, like, you know, since I had to replace my PlayStation, I don't have my Infamous save data anymore.
Yes. No.
But the trophy save data is still there.
Right.
So I will still get
15% blast shards.
I will get compensated for whatever it was that I did in Infamous 1.
Sure. Something that's stored in the cloud versus something that's stored locally, which is great.
Yeah.
Totally
great. I think that's the way
things should go from this point forward. It gives also more incentive to doing trophies.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Like, I don't have to keep this bulky ass fucking digital file, like this, you know, old fucking vestigial toe around for the next 3 years until Uncharted 8 comes out.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, if it's stored in the cloud as just a trophy, it's like, okay, well, hey, you beat the game because we have a trophy that says you beat the game. So we know you did the shit. Let's keep moving.
And also other things that come up there on my bullet points, like the very last one is like certain trophies that are awarded to you for certain story tree arcs will affect Infamous 2.
Okay,
so it's essentially a Mass Effect.
That's the one that concerns me the most, though, is because if you branch everything like I did,
would that not be weird? It's a very interesting point.
Is it the,
whereas with a save file, depending on which one you want to load,
is it time based on your trophy acquisition?
Maybe
because there's that,
or maybe it'll just like give you a shit ton of random questions, being like, so which one did you really want to do?
A woman is crossing the street.
Yeah,
do you offer her a candy bar,
or do you piss on her?
No, fuck that. I'd eat that candy bar.
But so anyway, I guess more of that will be divulged next week when Infamous 2 comes out. We'll be getting into that. I know
it reminds me, I gotta send a game back. Or buy one.
How far are you into Noir?
Nothing. Like 5 missions.
Sounds like enough.
Yeah. 5 missions, I mean.
Sounds like the beginning of
middle of traffic.
Traffic's alright. Homicide's where that shit's at.
Alright, well, we can talk about this more. Let's keep moving.
Anyway. Moving on, rolling on. PlayStation announced it for PlayStation Home. That's assuming in the next week that will be completely up. That you'll be able to view some pre-E3 stuff and then full E3 stuff through PlayStation Home.
I feel like they did this last
year.
It
last year.
But it was after E3.
This is all pre and
Xbox did it too, but it just broke it up into segments. Like, here's the game we got.
Yep.
Check out this game.
But I feel like it's all post stuff. Now, that being said, though, from what I posted, because as I was posting that, I was thinking, I really wish I knew what Microsoft was doing on their end to make it all live. Looks like, from what I can read, the best place to go to,
they're giving out free tickets to all gold members.
That's a funny thing.
If you just go to xbox.com/E3, they will have live streaming video.
Yeah, pretty. If you, listener, actually do care about E3, just go to the specific platform holder company's website and watch their streamed conference.
Except for Nintendo. I mean, I feel like with Nintendo, you just hope and pray.
Nope, Nintendo does.
Will
do
they?
It. Yep.
Because their opinions on the internet are very
Monday,
relaxed.
We've got Microsoft and Sony, and Tuesday, we have Nintendo.
Okay.
So there's also Ubisoft.
So you can go home
EA
after
coming.
Monday.
And then you also have Konami coming earlier this week. I think maybe the second. Well, it's like the second or third or fourth, I don't remember, of this week. It's the Konami. Which is funny. I was reading some stuff about the Konami press conference that happens, which is always a shit show every year.
I read some of the stuff on what Hideo Kojima was talking about.
Yeah. It's funny because the day, like, literally
shooting down a lot of stuff.
2 weeks ago, I quit listening. I ended my subscription to the Konami podcast. Oh, and all this information came out through the Konami podcast, through Sean Eystone doing the KG report. And it was Hideo talking about things that will be talked about in the Konami press conference. And Metal Gear Solid 5, not an option, not being talked about. Metal Gear Rising multiplayer, not something discussed. Metal Gear, I think it was Metal Gear Solid 3DS, not being discussed. Or I'm sorry, Metal Gear 4 Rising. Port to HD or to NG Vita. Oh fuck, man, I forgot about that. Yeah, we
totally dodged over that whole thing. The NGP might be called the PSP Vita, or is it Vita?
V-I-T-A.
V-I-T-A.
It embraces the Italian life. Vita.
PlayStation. Vita.
Or maybe this is some
sort of... I think it's
Vita. Vital.
Vitality.
Vitality.
What is that? The PlayStation Portable 7?
PSP 2. Will now be known as the PSP Vita. Which now...
Is it PS Vita?
PS Vita. Or is it
PSP Vita?
PS Vita. PS Vita.
PlayStation Vita.
Yeah.
Live in...
Shake your Vita.
No matter what you want to call it.
This comes out of a bunch of weird Sony acquisitions.
Is it something like Vio?
No, it's a bunch of weird website domain acquisitions that have happened like a month ago, and then them saying that the NGP is not the name they settled on. Just a bunch of connecting the dots to speculation, and then this weird, like, of course it's a European video games company, has like an image leak of a advertisement for the PlayStation Vita that is the PSP 2 or the NGP. The other side of that, this is my own original thought here, is, so remember when we were talking about this, right? And PS or the NGP may have multiple models, one that comes with a data plan, one that doesn't come with a data plan.
Right.
Perhaps this will differentiate the names. So you have a PSP and a PSP Vita. Let's say you have PSP 2 and you have PSP Vita.
The PSP Life would be like...
Like all your kinds full of like
Facebook and
optimized $700 unit
Twitter that crazy internet
has your wireless
4G net. 4G net.
No, 3G. Come on.
It's
3G. Come on, 3G network.
No, it's PSP. It's going to be 7G.
Yeah, all G's.
17G.
Yeah, so it'll... That is my own input on that situation, is perhaps the Vita is the highest end side of this, which is you have your PSP 2 and then you have your PS Vita, which is a separate product because of all the accoutrement that comes along with it.
I guess I don't really care what they call it so long as it's entertaining for me to play. That's my primary concern.
Yeah. The unfortunate thing is that information is out there right now because people have played it and they know the details. But it's under embargo right now.
Yeah.
You got something else, Jeff?
I've got a couple other things. I've got dates for LA Noir DLC. Or at least some of the dates. A lot of this stuff's going to be on discount through halfway through June. Instead of it being $20, like Naked City will be $10 instead of being $20. So buy a lot of that LA Noir stuff while you have the chance. Unless you're playing on PS3, then you should get it as soon as that comes up. A lot of the stuff is out now. Like 3 or 4 of them are out now. And then a lot of them will be coming through June and like June 14th, June 21st. Nothing in July. A lot of it's out now. A lot of it's coming towards the end of June.
Great.
I mean,
Noir DLC.
The way
worth it or not worth it?
It seems worth it because, like, the way that that game breaks itself up, the way that that game plays, I would be more interested.
Keep on solving cases.
Exactly. I would be more interested in solving separated DLC than any other game. Only other things that I really have through here.
Mortal Kombat will be receiving Scarlet as a character.
Oh,
the rumor.
I haven't heard this. I heard about their
for real
their classic with a K
no.
pack
costumes. Yeah, you'll be
costume
able to
pack
or
and fatality pack all for $5. It's really good value though.
Is that the Xbox 360 one?
No, she is the red ninja. The blood.
Yeah, she's
red
the
ninja.
Red female ninja.
As soon as the trailer comes up, I'll get it for us.
We'll post it out there. It should be a pretty quick. Castlevania Harmony of Despair is coming to PS3. Not that anybody gives a shit. Noise.
Hey, you know what else is coming to PS3?
Siphon Filter 4, potentially.
No. That House of the Dead.
Yes.
Overkill, yes. Motherfucker.
Overkill, what was the title
for
that?
Is that what it's called? Overkill,
Overkill Director's Cut or something like
sure,
that?
Sure, I don't know.
Like, it was this crazy, preposterous thing.
Person special.
We should do...
Player service.
We should do a show and tell for that.
Yeah, it's on you, John. It's all on you.
It's all on me. We haven't done one of those in
That's
a long time.
That's your baby.
But no, there's a small rumor that Siphon Filter 4 might be announced for PS3 at E3.
Woo! Wait, sorry. Siphon Filter
4.
Do we give a shit about that?
Maybe. Dude, I gave a shit about it on PS1.
That's not Splinter Cell. That's not Metal Gear Solid.
It's somewhere in between, right?
No, it's nothing. It's like the...
Dude, if you... Hey,
it's
hey,
Gabriel.
You might care about it. Gabriel Logan. It's supposed to take place after...
No, I don't care.
Okay,
no.
You don't care.
Dude, I
care.
Owned two of those games.
I owned at least one of those
Talk
games.
Talk to me about Winback 3 and now we're in.
I also owned, what was it, Mission Impossible for the...
Okay, well, now you're really losing credibility here.
Put that fucking bug on the piano.
Okay, so the only other thing that I had that was Majesco picked up an agreement with Hulk Hogan to make a Kinect game, but, I mean...
Yeah, something. I saw something about that, but what is that?
I don't even know. I don't even know. Like, you might actually be able to wrestle. These are air quotes.
You pose.
You pose, and you sell the pain. You get smacked in the chest. You react to that shit.
You show your dick on camera to your daughter.
Dude, there's already a website for that.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's a chat roulette. Yeah,
you defend your son who kills a person in a car accident because
yep.
he's underage and drunk.
There's also a website for that.
Perfect.
You pump a lot of steroids and wear a headband to cover your major league receding hairline. Oh, it's a mustache dye mini game. Anyway,
That's
this has
I
been
got.
Boss Barrel Radio, internet radio show for bossbarrel.com. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. We will undoubtedly be... Well, okay, so the baseline is we will have an episode next week. As always, every Wednesday.
At least one.
It will be, at the bare minimum, one episode. When it comes up, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, don't know. Is it going to be more than one episode? Don't know.
We could have two small episodes.
We could have two small episodes. It all just depends on our availability and our free time.
We could have.
I know for a fact I already have Tuesday and Wednesday off.
Yeah.
Thursday's still sort of up in the air.
We can do more planning stuff off the air, but so the details are there will be Boss Barrel Radio for the week of E3.
There'll
in the
radio
midst of E3.
Of the boss.
That's right. And what you'll actually be getting that week is unknown.
You'll be getting some Red Faction Armageddon, that's for sure.
That's for sure. You'll be getting Armageddon.
That's for damn Skippy.
Armageddon in 7 days.
Yeah.
That and some Infamous.
Yeah, Infamous.
We know that for sure.
Those are things that are happening.
So, keep listening. Thank you, everybody. Check out our Facebook and website and all that stuff. Ryan.
Yeah.
What do you got?
Yeah. Who the boss?